This podcast on WSIU.org is a member-supported service of WSIU Public Radio. Your contributions help provide WSIU's online programming. Call 800-745-9748 or give online at WSIU.org. And thanks.
Our morning conversation focuses on getting outside, getting active, being healthy in the Carbondale area. Carbondale Park District Executive Director Kathy Renfro is in studio. Kathy, thanks for coming in this morning.
Pleasure to be here, Jennifer.
We've talked a lot about some really big things that are happening in and around Carbondale, and we'll get to that. But there's also something that maybe is a fixture for some people in the community that's coming back. The Life Center will open up again here just at the end of this week, right?
Well, we have done the repairs and some major renovations at the Life Center, and we will start to fill the pool with water on May 7th, which is this coming up Monday. So we'll try to get the temperature up, and so maybe as early as next Wednesday we'll be opening the doors for a swim. We do want to invite you all to join us at the Life Center for an open house on May 19th from 10 to 1. We'll have our Summer Days Camp Director available to answer questions about the upcoming events there. Archery demonstrations, our Pilates instructor will be there. Everyone's welcome to participate in those programs. Do bring your suit. We'll have aquatics fitness going on in the pool. Just a chance to reintroduce everybody to all the aquatic programs that are going on at the Life Center. And from 1 to 3, a free swim.
And for people who may not have known, or maybe they just weren't sure, there was a new safety rule put in place, and that required the pool part of the Life Center to be shut down, renovated, correct?
That's correct. In October, we were closed around some new legislation, the Virginia Graham-Baker Act, which required us to make some modifications on the drains in the Life Center. Some local contractors did the work for us in a local engineering firm, and I really have to thank them for their creativity around the renovation of a pool of that age. I guess I should also thank the folks over at the Student Rec Center, Jeff Gales in particular. He made space available to us at Pulliam Pool, which allowed us to keep people moving and active in those aquatic fitness classes.
When you talk about the Life Center, a lot of people automatically think of the pool, but there's quite a lot that goes on in and around that facility. How important is it, in your opinion, to this community?
Well, one thing about closing a pool of that nature in a community like Carbondale, we really did realize how dependent and how much time people spend in that pool. And I think that was the emotional part for us, to displace people who'd been with us for many, many years. They were very patient and understanding as we struggled to become compliant with that law. So, again, a lot of opportunity for thanks. We will give you a look at some other things that go on inside that center. For example, archery, the hop sports system that we have, which is a video fitness system that we'll have there on the 19th for everybody to use and enjoy, too. So hopefully if you could join us that day, we can kind of give you a look at everything that goes inside that center.
Sure. Again, that's May 19th. Runs from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. for the grand opening, and a free swim starting at 1 o'clock. Now, that's a busy day for you, though, because also on the 19th is the annual Bike Fest.
Yeah, we're joining with our partners at SIH and Kohl's Care and the Boys and Girls Club to hold our annual Bike Fest at the Boys and Girls Club. That event will begin at 10 o'clock. Free bike helmets for everybody who attends, and an opportunity to go through the bike safety course, get your helmets fitted, and then a brief joyride at the end of the morning there. So bring your suits. You could go on the joyride with us at the club, and then get on over to Life Center to cool off in the pool.
You've got a lot of things going on all year long when it comes to the Carbondale Park District. I know that you are among those trying to create one of these healthy communities, working throughout Jackson County and really throughout the region. When people see this warmer weather, they start getting more active. How important is it, do you think, to get involved and do some things maybe you're not used to?
Well, a new role for the Park District, I think, in the last maybe 10 years is that we realize now that we really are on the preventative end of healthcare. If we can get the community to engage, move around, fitness, cardio, of course, is important, but just to be outdoors and to move around. We know that that's important not only for your physical health, but for your mental health, and maybe more importantly, that sense of community that we get when we gather outdoors to play and to make those connections.
Sure, sure. Learn a little bit more about the world around you.
Absolutely.
Also going on that weekend, you've got the Life Center grand opening, you've got Bike Fest, then May 20th, the Capital Campaign kickoff for the Aquatics Center, this aquatics park that's being planned. Can you tell us a little about it?
I would love to, Jennifer. It really does feel like a dream come true for Carbondale. We've been at this project almost 8 years, and last fall we're notified that we were the recipients of a $2.5 million grant for the specific purpose of building an outdoor aquatic center in Carbondale. We will ask the community to join us at Addicts Park on May 20th from 1 to 3. We will turn on the beautiful spray park that's over there and begin to distribute some conceptual pictures of what our new aquatic center will look like out at the Super Block. The firemen will be there to spray the families down with water, and we'll be on the splash pad and just a lot of fun and games, some summer foods, popcorn machine, that kind of atmosphere.
The $2.5 million comes with a requirement that you raise part of the funding as well. How much do you still need to raise, and what's the time frame there?
The $2.5 million can represent only 75% of the total project cost. The district is committed to paying for the construction of this pool up front, therefore no debt service attached to the facility once we open the doors. So we would need another $625,000 to obtain the $2.5 million. But we know Carbondale. We know how long people have wanted this facility. So we're on an ambitious campaign to raise $900,000 to build this premier facility that we have envisioned to be the best we can get in Carbondale.
It's not just a Carbondale facility. People from all over would probably come to this. Are you reaching out outside the city of Carbondale for fundraising?
Absolutely. We do know that this will be kind of a regional facility. We have, as is natural, I think you begin at home and then you branch out. But we have had support for some businesses out in Pinckneyville. We are reaching to Carterville, Murfreesboro. This is the kind of project where everybody can help us. There is really no gift too big or too small. I think it's important that everybody contribute. That way, we all own it together, right? Everybody's got a little skin in the game. 10 years from now, when you bring your kids, your grandkids there, you can say, hey, in 2011, I was a founding contributor to this project. Sure. We do hope to engage the kids, too, on projects to help us, so to give them an ability to contribute to the overall project.
How soon do you want to break ground? How soon will people be enjoying it?
The grant comes with a deadline, so our goal is to open that facility in June of 2014. So we have identified the site. We've done some soil borings out at Super Block. We know that ground will hold that kind of facility, and we should begin to release RFPs and get some engineering plans on the ground, I hope, by the end of the summer.
Sure. Once again, the kickoff campaign for the Capital Campaign is May 20th at Addicts Park. That follows the Life Center grand reopening on May 19th and Bike Fest on the 19th as well. I know the City of Carbondale will be considering some funding for the Park District, which may include some help with the grant. Just another way of support there with a government organization?
Yes, we really are looking closely at our intergovernmental partners around the region, much like the model of Superblock. As you may know, that facility was built with a partnership between the City of Carbondale, the Carbondale Park District, and our local school districts, 95 and 165. So we certainly hope to model this project along those same lines.
Sure. Kathy Renfro is the executive director of the Carbondale Park District, and she comes in periodically to let us know how things are going throughout that organization. You can get more information at cpkd.org. Lots of information there on upcoming events and ways that you can get involved and get active.